It is so tight and a couple of wins. And I think when, especially when you've got looking at the next four games, every team will be playing Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. That will be a real sort of mark of where teams can be. Because if you suddenly get some big wins, it can really put you in strong position to kick on for the rest of the season. Teams near the bottom, if they get some good wins, will be that gives them an opportunity to kick on to get away from the bottom places. And on the reverse of that, you lose a few games and you might just drift away from the playoffs, or you can be nailed onto relegation. So I think when you do go Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, it plays a big part in where your season, at this stage of the season, can define and take you.
It's a club that you've not had a great deal of luck against over the recent times, isn't it?
Well, you sometimes get that, but ultimately that record and luck can change at times. Going back to this year, there was nothing much in the game, really, when we made a couple of mistakes, and then we just had a crazy 15 minutes, which obviously the scoreline reflected, not the performance, but obviously the crazy 15 minutes that we had. And it's something that we learned from that day, that's for sure, because we got on a great run after that. But look, we'll set ourselves stall out the weekend, make it difficult for them, and ultimately, hopefully our key players are on form and produce good moments in the game to go and win us again.
You didn't have to take some stick after that game, didn't you? And your players. I suppose it's part of the job if you get beat by that scoreline, Simon. But did it tell you a lot about the squad that you've got here, the way you did react after it?
Well, I think as a manager, you're putting a squad together that you're hopeful that the players will react to it, and that's why you've brought them to the club, that they can't just keep going through things when everything's going really well and everything's on an upward curve. It's test you when things don't go your way, and when you lose 5-0 and the away supporters are near the tunnel, then it's not easy for anybody. But I'm too long in the tooth to worry about too much criticism, because it's part of my job and I've dealt with it. But players, it does test them, but they showed the qualities that I why they're at this football club to go on the run that they did after that, which is fantastic.
Did it play any part of your message to the players, that result? Go and show Brentford you're a much better team than you showed down there, or do you really forget about it because it was that long ago now?
Yeah, look, it's a long time ago. If the players want to use that as a motivation, then that's up to them. Ultimately, the only motivation that I've got to the players is want to go and win a game of football, and ultimately go and play to the best of your ability, because you might then actually have a chance of playing against Birmingham on Tuesday night as well and staying in the team and cementing a place in the team. So that's the only motivation for players. Go and do the best that you can in this game, whether it's Brentford or Birmingham or Wigan after that.
Are they a little difficult to predict at the moment? I know they've lost their main man in January to Aston Villa. Are they a little bit difficult to know what sort of result you're going to get from Brentford?
Well, I think they're a team which probably sums up the division, a little bit sort of inconsistent. But I've watched the two games that they've had recently where they thumped Aston Villa 3-0 and absolutely destroyed them, and Brighton on Sunday, where they were very close to going 3-0 up and having a real comfortable afternoon, and ultimately ends up 3-3.